Let's talk one more time today on principle of what? Principle of what? Joy. Are you happy to hear another sermon on principle of joy? Amen. Wow. So this will be part what now? Is it part 5 or part 6? Eh? Even if you say part 5, you have really, really tried. Come on, clap for yourself. You are a good student. You are a good student. Okay, let's go. Principle of joy. So today we want to look at how joy speaks. How joy speaks, because joy speaks. Joy have mouth. Joy speaks. Joy speaks because joy has expression. Because joy itself is an expression of the Spirit of God. Where there is Spirit of God, there is liberty and there is joy. There is joy because there is liberty. Luke 6:45. Look at this. A good man out of a good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. So out of the abundance of what is inside of us, the mouth speaks. So if you have joy inside of you, it will speak. I've told you, I think about 2 weeks ago, that it is the spirit of a man that dresses him up. You still remember? It is the spirit of a man that dresses him up. Nobody just wear anything. It is the spirit of God. It is the spirit of man. You dress according to your spirit that you carry. By the way, sir, I love your white outfit. So beautiful. I wish I can just praise God. But this one you are wearing today, your spirit has worn it before your body wear it. The same thing with word on our mouth, on our lips. It is out of what is inside of us, whether joy or something else, that determine what comes out of our mouth. So joy speaks. Now, under the influence of joy, you will appreciate the law of proper speech, and you will bear the fruit of positive words. Let me repeat that. When you are under the influence of the spirit of joy, I hope you are taking note of that. When you are under the influence of joy, you will appreciate the law of proper speech, and you will bear the fruit of positive words. In Proverbs, let's see, Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13. Now look at what the word of God says in verse 3. Proverbs 13:3. It says, he that speaketh, that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. But he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. So when you speak well, it is because there is a well of wellness inside of you. I repeat, if you speak well, it is because there is a well of wellness inside of you. Whether you talk to yourself or you talk to others, is as a result of the kind of well inside of you, whether good or polluted, will determine the word that comes out of your mouth. So joy speaks. That is my emphasis today. Joy speaks. So if there is joy in your heart, your mouth will speak it. If there is joy in your heart, then your mouth will speak well. Your mouth will speak well. For out of the abundance of the heart, mouth speaks. So joy bearers speak out of the abundance of the joy that is within them. Those who bear joy, those who carry joy, those who have the joy of the Lord inside of them, they also speak joy They speak positively. They speak positive things to themselves, to others, to situation around them. And I will show you very quickly three ways that joy speaks. When joy speaks, let's see three things or three ways that joy bearer speaks. Number one, joy bearer speak appreciation. Joy bearer speak thankfulness. Joy bearer speaks appreciation. Because there is a tank of joy inside of them. Therefore, the tank of joy is continually filled up. Please don't allow what you are going through to affect where you are going to. Don't allow the present temporary challenges to hinder where you are going. Many things that happen to us, and then we conclude it is God's will. No, most of it is as a result of our mistakes. For example, somebody have prayed, fasted, trust God for healing for a loved one, and then you just come down from or come out of place of prayer, and then to meet the loved one that is sick, and then you look at the physical condition or the doctor's report. Now you are just come out of the place where you are speaking positively according to the word of God. Now you are faced with the physical situation or the so-called reality. Are you with me? But I tell you, the real reality is the word of God. The real reality is what, please? The word of God. But now you are faced with the circumstance, and then you begin to speak the circumstances. What happened at that moment is you have just negated all the positive word that you bear initially. Word are fruits. Please take note of that. Word are fruits. Because words are seeds. Words are seeds. They bear fruit. And it's going to be to every man according to his word. The children of Israel, after the 10 spies brought evil report, they said to themselves, "We are not able." And then God said, "Yes, you just said it, you are not able." And eventually, they could not receive what God has prepared for them. So as a bearer of joy, you speak appreciation. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate what you have. It might not be at the volume or the size that you think or you desire, but appreciate what you have. You are married, but you are trusting God for fruit of the womb. Come on, appreciate God that you are married. Because it takes a marriage to become an expecting mother. You have gone to school, you are out of school, graduated. You are looking for a job. No job yet. Why don't you appreciate God that you are now a graduate? Qualify for certain job. Whatever your need and you don't have, why don't you thank God that you are alive? Because it takes a living to be a dreamer. The dead cannot dream anything. It takes living to be a dreamer. So as a joy bearer, speak appreciation. Be thankful. Be grateful at all times. That's one of the peculiarities of joy. It is always appreciating or appreciative of what it has. So Anna in 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2. from verse 1. This was a woman who had been sorrowful. Now God blessed her with supper. So Anna prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemy." This is joy expressing itself. The joy in her is finding expression. "Because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord." So look at this. It is only joy of the Lord in a man that can see the greatness of God. It is only the joy of the Lord in a man. Only by the joy of the Lord you can see the greatness of God. As a matter of fact, the level of your joy determines the greatness, the size of the greatness of God you can see. By the level of your joy. Joy has levels. How much of God you know is how much of joy you have. How much of God you know is by how much of joy that you have. So Anna is saying here, there is none holy as the Lord. Sorrow has a way of killing many things, so, including what you have. It will blind the eyes of a man from what God has done. Sorrow will turn God dead to a sorrowful heart. A sorrowful will look at God and say, "God, are you still alive?" Am I talking to somebody? Somebody here, how many times have you asked God because of what you are going through? And you say, "God, show you are lying, sha." Sorrow will make you ask God, "Have you traveled? Oluwa eboloju ewa." He still is the same God. He didn't travel. In fact, the Bible says we have a kingdom that cannot be moved. It doesn't move. But sorrow will make a man to say, "God, ibowa loju ewa bai." Why? The sorrow of heart. But joy gives you the size of God. Open your eyes to the greatness of God. So you really want to see the wonders of God in your life. Be grateful. Be joyful. There is none, let's read on. There is no only a law. "For there is none beside thee, neither there is any rock." So you see, he said there is neither rock like our God. You see, joy will give you a new perspective of God. Joy will give you a new look of God, a new understanding of God, a new dimension of God. Before now, Anna didn't know God as rock. By joy expression, she realized God as a rock. Let's read on. "Talk no more exceedingly proud. Let no arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed." Let's just stop there. So you see here, Anna expressing her joy. Anna, she's expressing her joy. Then she's discovering new knowledge of God, new depths about God. So as joy bearer, let the joy inside of you speak gratefulness. Let the joy inside of you speak appreciation. If indeed you have joy. "I've got joy, joy, joy. joy overflow in my heart. But you never see with your mouth, you will speak the joy of the Lord in your heart. Did you get that? The word in your mouth will speak the joy in your heart. If you don't have it, your mouth will declare it. If you have it, your mouth will speak it. Let's go to point number two. Joy bearer think and speak well of himself. Please add to point number one. Joy bearer think and speak appreciation. Because joy is flowing from within. So before it comes from the mouth, it has been processed here. So he thinks. So for point number one, joy bearer think and speak appreciation. Point number two, joy bearer think and speak well of himself. So when joy bearer want to speak to themselves, they speak positively. They speak wellness. Whatever my Lord thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. God is a teacher. He teaches you how to speak. Joy bearer think and speak well of themselves. You know why? Joy has inside of it, within itself, hope. So the Bible says in Romans 12:12, it says, rejoice in hope. Rejoice in hope. Rejoice in hope. That is joy. Rejoice in hope. So there is hope in joy. So when joy is speaking, he speak hope. He speak hope. When joy is speaking, he speak faith. I may not know what tomorrow holds, but I know the one who knows tomorrow. And I know what the one who was tomorrow said concerning me about my tomorrow, that it shall be well. Whatever my Lord thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. James 1:2. Please put on the screen very quickly for me. James 1:2. James 1:2. If you are getting something, can you say amen? All right. James 1:2. All right, look at the word of God. My brethren, count it all joy. Somebody say all joy. Say it louder, say all joy. They count it all joy when they fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith is working something. It's working patience. It's working for your good. It's walking the path of God's work and will concerning you. So count it all joy. Count it all joy. So when joy bearer think and speak, they speak well of themselves. They don't speak evil about themselves or to themselves. Let's see Romans 13. Romans 15:13. And I will tell you one more point. Romans. Say to yourself, from this moment forward, as a, I will speak well to myself. I will speak well of myself. Look at verse 13, Romans 15, 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy. So the where you find joy, you find hope. Where there is hope, there is joy. Now God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. All joy. All joy. Say with me again, all joy. James 1 to say, count it all joy. Romans 15:13 says, God of hope fill you with all joy. One more time, say all joy. So there is all joy, there is half joy, there is no joy. You try to have it, but now there is a circumstances that is trying to test your joy level. It's like this, the level of your battery. But joy bearer, count it all joy in whatever they go through. The God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me give you one more point. When joy speaks, he speaks appreciation. Think and speak appreciation to God and even of their situation. Number one, right? Number two, joy bearer think and speak well. So joy bearer, they appreciate others. They appreciate others. They appreciate what others have. By the grace of God, I know we are going places, I'm going places, but I thank God for where I am. While I'm trusting him for fulfillment of his plan and purposes, I am contented with what I have. We are trusting God for our own building. But when I see other pastor friends who are in building, we don't have land. We don't even have land. They are building. I think I should look to them, Oga, more, bring the one you are. But when I see they are into construction, I don't hesitate to sow. They are not fathers, they are contemporaries. So it's not that I'm looking for the anointing. You know what? I'm only connecting with my joy. Joy bearers are not slanders. Joy bearers are not backbites. Joy bearers are not haters of other people's joy. Joy bearers don't talk down other people. Joy bearers think and speak well of others. Let's quickly see Leviticus 19. I want to close this message with you. Leviticus 19. If you are there before me, you can give me pass. Shall not hate thy brother in thy heart. Where do you hate your brother? Please talk to me. Where do you hate your brother? Do you hate somebody on the face? Sir, you can actually tell somebody how they feel like, I love you. But inside of you, I will deal with you. You will change by it. You don't kill your brother in your heart. What does he have? What does he have? What can he lock in? What can he lock in? Hey, appreciate the lock. Eh? In my area. Because where we are coming from, you know, there are some people, they were born with silver spoon. Hmm? But where we are coming from, there is no spoon at all. So you have to go and buy your own. So when you talk about suffering, I understand it. Are you getting me? I grew up in Face Me and it's a lot in Face Me. How many of you, look at where you are looking at me? Are you not there before? So you are not looking at me as if you are coming, you are looking at me as if you were raised in behind. Are you a CBI or you were born in another bossa? Which one now? Praise God. I said, praise God. And so, when I see people, I try to be of help. We don't use this our leg to waka everywhere, because before God in His mercy begin to give us some small, small cars. By the way, in the course of last week, I was in Lagos, and for the first time in my life, are we online? Someone pay me, Laro, goodbye. For the first time in my life, I rode EV. You know, Evie, look at some of you don't even know yourself. I'm good a bit. Praise God. Electric vehicle, uncle. And I look at the car. I say, this thing, the interior, sir. You know why the car was coming? And about to pick me. I just told myself, oh, God, you get anointing now. They can't carry that. So let's go. I just enter. So as I enter, everything, I said, this is good. So at the end of the day, we got talking with the driver. I said, I love your car. He said, yeah, just, no, this is EV. And thank God I knew what EV is. And I just, so I told myself, I said, whoa, so this is EV. We will get there. But you know something? So when I see people, when I drive and I see people who are walking, my neighbors, people I knew, and I try to give them lifts. Look at me. I'm always being surprised to see, please help that, to see somebody whom I knew need help. Look at me. Whom I knew, somebody I knew that I need help. At least some of you know our area. That even before you get inside, you have to carry bike before you get in. Now, even if it is for me to take you from inside to the gate to outside, at least it will have helped you. And then you will see this fellow say, I'm okay, thank you. First time, I'm okay, thank you. Second time, I'm okay. I told myself, that's all right. So when I'm driving, I just go. I see if I don't see them. I mean, somebody who is not okay is saying it's okay. Whenever you need help and you say you are okay, you are not actually okay. Pride is eating you up. Pride. Did you hear what I said? Pride. Nkakan jen oju cancer lo. It is pride eating you up. You need somebody. I mean, you need something. Somebody who has it is offering it for free. Nothing attached. You say you are okay. You are not like me. Lagos. Let me tell you another story in Lagos as I close. Many years ago, I attended this conference. I only have money to go. I didn't have money to come back. Look at the way you are looking at me. And I left home. Ibadan. This is some of the things I knew about financial, my financial understanding. I actually bought them by attending conferences. When I had nothing and I was desperate to get it. So I left home with the money that took me to the venue. Yeah, at the baby. Finish the whole thing. We will get back home in the name of Jesus. What did I do? This is a conference people attended with their cars. Hello, sir. Can you get me to so-so-so place? Oh, why not? Come in. So I think that event happened at Isolo, Lagos. Plus or minus, I find myself at Oshodi. Somebody say amen. Abi, Chepati Walona Express. And you know what? Maybe with one or two people, I asked for help. Hey, Joe. Mon lo badani. Oh, deep. I've done it before. And I found him. Here we are. And I can still do the same thing up to today. If I need help and I see it anywhere, I will go for it. I will go for it. I will pocket my age. I will put my degree in the fire. I need help, sir. That's why I learned to appreciate people, even the gate man at the gates. There was a time this bank, Zenith Bank, had problem. Their network was shut down. How many of you remember? Sometimes ago, I needed to, I forward, I credited somebody's account, so the money was hanging. So I followed this fellow in, met crowd. And I told the fellow, I said, just do as I do. The first person I met was the security. Please, sir. What did I say? Please, sir, can you? And I expressed myself. He said, okay, you know what I'm going to do? Don't join the crowd. Just sit here until I call you. So he put me in the security house. And when it is time, he called me out. Already the person I do, I said, do as I do. When he called me out, he said, go and meet that fellow. Tell him my name. Once I get to that fellow, pass all the queue. Went straight to the fellow at the entrance. I just mentioned that guy's name. He said, all right. And we just enter. Who opened the door for me, please? Gate man. Even the gate man can be the gate that you need. Many of us, most of us, we think it is the manager. Before you see the manager, the messenger has sent you back because you don't understand that the real gate is the gate man. Even with your appointment card, he gave me an appointment. He gave me an appointment. Oh, God, learn to appreciate people. Somebody learning something. So we are saying that joy bearers think and speak well of others. Joy bearers are not tale bearers. Joy bearers are not tale bearers. Joy bearers are not tale bearers. They are not biters. You see here, where we read Leviticus 19, 16 and 17, one of the law God gave to Moses is that your people don't use your mouth to kill one another. So when Jesus came in the New Testament, in Matthew 15, verse 21 and 22, let's see. He was emphasizing Luke 19. So let's see what Jesus is saying as we close. Matthew 5, verse 21 and 22. Ye have heard. Did you see that? He was referring to Leviticus 19. Ye have heard, it was said by them of old time. Jesus speaking here, thou shalt not kill, and whatsoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry. Hello? Old Testament, don't kill. But Jesus is saying, now in the New Testament, don't be angry. That whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, what? Raka. Shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger. I mean, shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. It is as serious as that. So in the New Testament, murderer is the wrong use of the tongue. Write it down. Old Testament said, don't kill. Jesus came and said, don't kill with your mouth. So joy bearers, they are not tail bearers. They are not tail bearers. So mind how you use your tongue. Use it to appreciate God. Speak well to yourself and speak well to others. The joy in you will be expressed with the word that you speak. This is how joy speaks. Joy speaks well. Have you been blessed today? Have you learned something today? Please stand to your feet. Let's close.